Alabama and Tennessee's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three on a Taco Tuesday. So I'm skipping ahead because I gotta do this because I have a caller coming in momentarily. But I got to go ahead and set the stage here. Let me prep the battlefield for you on this next topic. The Jimmy Kimmel reboot is what I'm calling this. So if you have not heard, Jimmy Kimmel had some pretty gross things to say about the Charlie Kirk shooting. Tried to blame it on conservatives shooting one of their own is what he basically did. And it was an awful lie. And the end result is Disney being the parent company, ABC being the actual broadcast corporation, put his show on suspension. Well, we learned yesterday that Jimmy Kimmel is going to go back on the air tonight after what has been referred to as thoughtful conversations with ABC management. Thoughtful conversations. Interesting. So Jimmy Kimmel back on the air tonight. However, we're also learning that two of the major affiliate groups, the actual stations that run the shows, Sinclair Broadcasting and Nexstar, are both saying, you know what? Not so fast. You can do what you want, ABC. We don't intend to air it. Well, listen, this is hilarious to me in a sense because the left is freaking out, but it's the business decisions being made by the corporations that are making the difference. Our own Emily Jones did a podcast on this. If you're still catching up, let me just go ahead and tell you, Emily Jones has been with us for a while now. She's the founder of Moms for Liberty in Madison, the very first Moms for Liberty chapter in the state of Alabama, one of the first in the Southeast. And Emily is also the host of the weekly Controversial Mom podcast that comes out and is hosted or promoted by Right Side. That being said, she's on the phone right now. Just did her most recent podcast on this very topic. So, Emily Jones, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are y'all?
I'm good. I'm real good. I'm gooder now that you're on with us. So, Em, you did this podcast, and I'm not going to steal your thunder. You gave this an actual name. Tell us what you're thinking about the Kimmel situation.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think we're all familiar with cancel culture, right? I mean, some of us dealt with it during the Biden era, or we watched it. So it's kind of the Trump spin to that, or the MAGA spin to it. It's not cancel culture. I'm calling it consequence culture because the left is right. They have a right to say whatever they want, and there's consequences for saying that. So Kimmel went on and he said horrible things about Charlie Kirk and horrible things about Trump's reaction to it, and people reacted. And because of that, there were consequences that got him canceled. So at least temporarily canceled.
Yeah, at least temporarily canceled, and maybe far more than ABC had thought, because these two major affiliates are still saying the consequences are in place. Did you hear about that?
I saw headlines, but honestly, I was driving, so I didn't read into the details because that's not safe.
Well, you got Sinclair Broadcasting, which has over 30 stations around the nation in some of the most major markets, and then you got Nexstar, which I think they also have somewhere in the neighborhood of 32, I think. Yeah, they have 32. Maybe. So there's 62 affiliate stations nationwide that are like, not us. We're not running the Kimmel show right now. Consequences.
I think it's good. His show's gross anyway, but I think it's good. I mean, like I said, he can say whatever he wants, but there are consequences for action. So he kind of deserves what he's getting right now in my book.
So let me ask you this. What are your thoughts? So last night, you know, I did one of my CNN gigs, and the mantra from the left right now is, this was the heavy hand of government. It was the FCC weighing in. It was Trump trying to get Kimmel taken off the air. What are your thoughts on that?
I keep hearing those headlines. And I mean, other than it just being leftist talking points because they have to lie about everything, I don't understand where that's coming from. Because, yeah, I mean, the FCC guy came out and said it was gross and that he should be pulled off air, and they were looking into it. But at the end of the day, ABC, Disney are the ones that pulled him. I mean, in this point that you just made, those are the affiliate stations making those points. The government's not in it, and they shouldn't be. I'm all about the government needs to stay out of it and let the free market work, and that's what's happening. So, I mean, other than just the left lying, because that's all they can do to justify what happened, I can't grasp where that dumb talking point is coming from.
Well, what it winds up being is the only thing they've got. I mean, they know they're losing on the argument that a ABC, which is, you know, not always a conservative group, if you know what I'm saying, actually took action and said, we can't do this. Because I said earlier, you know, Kimmel allegedly is a comedian, right? He got his start being a funny guy. And yet he's supposed to have three things, supposed to have delivery and timing and content. And he failed on all three with this situation and just inflamed what I call a raw wound on the nation.
Yeah, well, I mean, and I don't even know that he's a comedian anymore. He's just a political activist, at least from the clips I see. Like, I don't watch him because he's just gross, but I don't even think that he attempts to be funny. He just talks about Trump all the time, same as Colbert. Like, they have nothing else, so they just go after the political things that are hot in the media cycle. But it's he deserves what he got.
Well, he did, and the unfortunate thing is, nobody's taken into account that, like, Disney, ABC, they have a fiduciary obligation to their shareholders to try and do something that brings a profit. And Kimmel's numbers have been dropping for the last 7 years. But then you've also got obligations to your advertisers who want to know they're getting the best quality for what they're paying for. And then you've got just the viewers you've got half the nation was upset, if not more. Half the nation was upset about what happened with Charlie Kirk, and he went ahead and mislabeled it and there was no reason for it. He didn't have to do that.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's all they've got are lies, right? I mean, like you said, so they have to lie about it because he has no content, so he has to talk about it, and then he just lies to make their side look better. But, I mean, the fiduciary piece is the biggest thing that the left just doesn't seem to understand. I mean, exactly like you said, they have that responsibility. If viewers walk, then advertisers leave, and then that leaves them with negative profit. So they're going to make changes. It's the same with Colbert. I mean, Colbert was costing ABC like $40 million a year because nobody was tuning in, and Kimmel was not far behind him. So the writing was on the wall. I personally think they brought him back because there's some type of contractual term.
Yes.
ABC realized they've got to have him there to finish out his contract, and once that's over, I think they'll cut the show and he'll be done.
I agree.
He won't see him on main TV anymore.
I agree. In fact, I tell you what, during my next break, I'm going to try and look it up. I meant to look that up already, but I heard anecdotally that his current contract may only have a few months left on it. JP, you looking that up? Yeah. I think that Kimmel's contract is actually due to run out pretty soon, and so they're going to just avoid the contract, the potential breach of contract issue and let it ride. What you find, bud? Do you find it?
May 2026 is the end of it.
Okay, so it's not 2 months. It's more like, where are we at? About 7 months. Okay. Well, he's going to go into.
I'm sure somebody in their conversations this week, I'm sure somebody was crunching numbers and realized that the buyout was more expensive than just letting this ride for a couple months.
I will say this. I do suspect that if he comes back on tonight, his ratings will – you know what? They probably can't have good ratings because those 62 stations are off. But I was going to say there'd be a lot of people tuning in tonight that would never usually watch it to see if he's going to double down or if he's going to have some kind of a apology, mea culpa moment. I don't know.
Yeah, I've seen two different things. I saw he was having his regular lineup, and it was people I did not recognize. And then I saw that he supposedly was having Gavin Newsom on. I'm not going to lie. I would be tempted to dial in or to tune in for Gavin Newsom. I probably wouldn't because that's past my bedtime, but it would be tempting.
That's the reaction you and I just had is probably the same reaction that some liberals get when they find out that I'm going to be on Abby Phillips' show. But God, not that guy. All right. Well, listen, Emily Jones, host of the Controversial Mom podcast, founder of Moms for Liberty in Madison. As always, we appreciate you, my friend. We'll have you back on again soon. All right.
All right. Y'all have a good one.
You too. Yep. That is Consequence Culture. I think that's a great name. I think she nailed it. I think there ought to be like a bumper sticker or something. We'll have to give her credit for it, but there it is. All right, we're taking a break. We'll take the break right now. We'll come right back and dive right on into this in more detail. Jimmy Kimmel reboot. It happens tonight, allegedly. We'll talk about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Just like saving the world one soundbite at a time. So, Jimmy Kimmel hosed himself the other week as he absolutely uttered statements that were totally unnecessary. So if you're not familiar, what he did was he came out in his, you know, kind of derogatory way, and I've seen clips of it. It did not appear to me like he was trying to be funny at all. What he was trying to do was provide commentary. And his commentary at a time, I mean, think about this. Who does this? The wounds are still raw. Charlie Kirk's body is not even cooled off yet. His wife is grieving. And truthfully, millions, literally millions of people nationwide are grieving. I mean, it was a shock to our system here in the studio because the news broke. We're sitting in studio, and JP's the one who told me that Charlie Kirk had been shot, and then JP's the one who told me just a little while later he was dead. In fact, you actually saw the video that you said, don't watch that video. The reality is there's a thing. If you're going to be a comedian, there's a thing called timing, right? Knowing how to insert the joke, what the timing should be, how do you address the audience, and where's it going? And you get to where you get a sense of your people, right? Have you ever been a speaker or at a place where you can tell that the speaker or the comedian was literally in the groove, like had the audience in the palm of their hands? I can tell you there have been moments when I've been on stage doing something and I can tell when there's a shift. I can tell when there's a moment that I've said something or I've told a story and it's resonating. And you can feel it. I don't know how to describe it. So you can just feel that the room is engaged. Jimmy Kimmel was missing that entirely. He could care less. He was so tone deaf that he was willing to insult half the nation at a time when it was really not a good idea to do it. Like, too soon? Yes. Had he done this a month later, maybe. But what he did was he got up there and he tried to say that the right wing of America, that the conservative side of America, was determined to try and score political points by claiming that one of their own, saying that the guy was a conservative, one of their own isn't really the one who shot Charlie Kirk. When everybody in the world knows that's absolutely not true. I mean, how many conservatives do you know of that are shacked up with a transgender boyfriend? I mean, how many? I'm waiting. Is there a cricket sound? There's got to be something here. That's what I thought.
Well, it's actually one of the better responses I saw to this was from Bill Maher, because he called out Jimmy Kimmel, how his completely tone-deaf monologue after Charlie Kirk's shooting, and he said something along the lines of, he said Jimmy Kimmel did blatantly lie, but then he goes, well, Jimmy, if you're trying to argue that the shooter's family was conservative and Republican, so he must be, and he said, yeah, you know, I'm not too much aware of 22-year-olds who are dating a transgender boyfriend. They're not too keen on going against their family's values and beliefs, are they? No, that's exactly what they do. That's what they do. So if you're trying to say that the shooter was a conservative or Republican because his family was, you know, a 22-year-old who's dating a transgender boyfriend, I think he's one to rebel against his family.
Yep. Nailed it. I've gotten to where I am grudgingly a fan of Bill Maher.
We can talk about Bill Maher's friendship with Charlie, but yeah, I agree.
Yeah, absolutely. So that being said, he hosed himself. He insulted half of America. He rubbed salt in a wound. He tried to lie it away because he was protecting the left side of the spectrum, and it was gross, and it was a lie. And here's the thing. The left is determined to try and make this a First Amendment issue. It is not. You heard it a moment ago from Emily Jones. It's a consequence issue because you can say anything you want to. It does not mean we have to employ your dumb self if you do. If you're going to get out there and put the entire corporation's name on the line, in this case, ABC and Disney, if you're going to get out there and hose the shareholders who are trying to make a profit with their investment, if you're going to hose the advertisers who support your show, if you're going to do that, then guess what? You may face consequences. And so what happened here was he faced consequences. Now, we got a graphic. What's interesting is, if we got time for this, yeah, we do. JP's putting it up on a live stream right now. Pretty impressive. So what's happened right now is ABC can do what it wants. That's parent corporation. But ABC operates through affiliate stations. Well, you've got two of the biggest broadcast groups in the nation. One of them is the biggest, Nexstar. Nexstar owns something like 220 stations, 32 of which are actually ABC affiliates. And then you've also got you've got plenty of time to operate with the fact that, you know, Sinclair has stations. And I'm looking at this going, what the heck are they going to do when none of the affiliates will actually play it? Well, you've got a map right here on the screen that shows you where all of them are.
I actually find it funny that each graphic is a picture of Jimmy Kimmel with a cross over his face.
If you can you enlarge it big enough to we can see it?
The graphic gets smaller as I zoom in, but I'm pretty sure that folks can tell on the graphic.
So who put this? Oh, New York Post put it together. That's why.
Yeah.
All right. This is a New York Post map. If you're on our live stream right now, that shows you where all the stations are that are just not showing Jimmy Kimmel tonight. They all said, you know what, ABC, do what you want to do. We're not putting him on yet. They're all waiting to see how he's going to handle things. They're all waiting to see, is he going to get up there and handle himself like a mature adult? Or is he going to get up there and double down? And there were some folks who were saying, even last night when I was on CNN, oh, he's going to double down. He's not going to apologize. He won't come out and do it. I don't know. I think, I like to say that I think that Jimmy Kimmel got sent to his room without dinner and was told to think about what he'd done. This so-called thoughtful conversations he had with ABC, I'm pretty sure they read in the Riot Act and said, stop. If you're going to say something, at least make it funny. But there's nothing funny about what you did. But that graphic just shows that there are probably millions of people in the United States that will not be able to see Jimmy Kimmel tonight if they wanted to, unless they stream it online, because those stations have all said, that's 62 stations nationwide, largely centered in the East, Southeast, that are saying, we're not doing it. It was bad enough. It was awful enough. It was insensitive enough to where we're not doing it. So how do you like us now? We'll see how they feel tomorrow. Taking a break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, just covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. Y'all are talking about this show. This show. I mean, it goes like from Huntsville back over to Chattanooga, and I'm talking about y'all from Tuscaloosa back over to Gadsden. I mean, all the way down to that loveliest little village on the plains we call Auburn, straight across the line from there to Fort Benning. They call it now Fort Benning again. And then big old patches of North Georgia, Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. And that, by the way, is just the radio, my friends. Just the radio. Then there's all y'all out there in the whole wide world going to the World Wide Web, live streaming the show, looking inside the studio right now with video and audio. Live streaming on places like X, YouTube, Rumble, Facebook, our website, rightsidemedia.org. And then, oh, by the way, a ton of y'all podcast it. We know that because like over 350,000 downloads of the podcast now. So podcasters, everybody else, listen, all the same, wherever you are, wherever you catch this show, I say all that every single time I do to point out that we can see it and it means something to us. We appreciate you more than you could possibly know. The audience is the reason why we exist. So thank you very much. I got to tell you on this Jimmy Kimmel thing, I'll wrap this up, then I'll get into my text messages. Text me if you want to, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Not all Republicans are happy with what happened with Jimmy Kimmel. Now, last night, I took heat, as you might imagine, on CNN because I dared to say that I did not think the FCC was out of line for raising questions. The FCC didn't do anything. The FCC just simply said, we can do this the easy way or the hard way, which was their way of saying, hey, govern yourself, please. Please don't make us have to. Now, the left doesn't want to hear that. The left looks at this and goes, this is absolutely just government intrusion. This is like the heavy hand of government. Here's my reminder to the world that the people who know more about the heavy hand of government are on the left. Let's not forget during the vaccine mandates that Joe Biden was going to have OSHA go into every small business in the nation and ruin their businesses and put them out of business if they didn't mandate that their employees get vaccinated. Let's not forget that Biden was all about the EPA shutting down family farms. if they had a touch of water, which had been redesigned as Waters of America or Waters of the United States, even though it might be a pond that you dug yourself to water your cattle. And how about any number of other things they did where the heavy hand of government got involved, to include lawfare under Merrick Garland's DOJ? All right, that being said, did the FCC do something wrong by saying, hey, we can do this the easy way or the hard way? Well, there's a thing called the Communications Act of 1934. 1934, almost 100 years old, y'all, 91 years old. And that law was what founded the FCC. Why? Because the public airwaves, which is different than paid subscriptions to cable, the public airwaves are governed. We're governed. We are on Right Side Radio right now, not on our podcast side, but on our radio side. We are governed by the FCC because we are on stations that make use of the public airwaves. We're not a public broadcasting corporation paid for by the government, but we make use of the public airwaves, and for that reason, we have to have an 8-second delay. We got a red button over there called the dump button that sits on the side that the JP sits on in case somebody says bad things on the air. And all that to say, we've got any number of things. The FCC exists for a purpose. Now, it doesn't mean the FCC was going to go in and steal their license. I know that that had been mentioned before, but the FCC was basically saying, govern thyself. And they did. The FCC said, govern thyself. And Disney and ABC are the ones that took Kimmel off the air. Now, I will say this. I'll give, listen, people I totally respect. Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, they're not happy with this. Ted Cruz called this, in his words, dangerous as hell. Okay, he said, if government gets in the business of saying we don't like what you, the media, have said, we're going to ban you from the airwaves, that will end up bad for conservatives. And I don't disagree with that. I just don't think it got to that point. I think we had the government, in this case, the licensing body, the FCC, the one that actually gives them a license, saying, please govern yourself. And they did. Rand Paul, he was more so. Rand Paul came out, and I'm trying to find the article that I had here because I got all my stack messed up here. But Rand Paul was very adamant. He said that he believed this was a really bad idea. Now, he also said he really believed that Jimmy Kimmel hosed himself. But he also said, I think Rand Paul's the one who also said, there's no such thing as no consequences for your words. But Rand Paul also said he did not want to see the FCC getting involved with having to decide what is good content and what is bad.
Yeah, but Rand Paul would screech if somebody turned down the AC in the Capitol because it's government overreach. Like, that's a usual suspect.
That truly is. But I will say Ted Cruz, he was pretty strong on it. All right, so I respect their opinions. They're welcome to their opinion. I don't think the FCC was overreaching on this one. I do believe, though, that if you look at it, here's the thing. Liberal activists, here's something they forget about, and I wish I'd had time to bring this up last night on CNN. Liberal activists filed suit to try and have a Fox affiliate in Philadelphia taken off the air, losing their license. They demanded the FCC take action. Why? Because they said they did not like the way they were reporting the 2020 election. That's it. They did not believe that they should ever air a story that allowed for the opportunity for there to be people could espouse their beliefs that the 2020 election was done badly. That rocked on for 2 years during the Biden administration. The FCC took it, and for 2 years, that Fox affiliate did not know if they're going to maintain their license. It only ended this year. The idea was being fronted there that if they were successful, they were going to take that model and use it around the nation and attack local stations using the FCC under the Biden administration. It was only by the efforts of that station to maintain its status and fight it for 2 years that it stayed on the air. Don't tell me the left doesn't use the FCC, because they do. I got, about 3 or 4 minutes, and I just realized Kareem's on the phone. Kareem, what are you doing, man? How are you?
Hey, what's up, Phil?
You doing all right?
You know, I'm good, man. I'm thinking about the whole Jimmy Kimmel situation and what he said.
All right.
And I'm thinking basically, and me and some of my friends had the same talk about this, is that you conservatives, y'all don't watch your own children. For some reason, you think that if you, just because you're in your child's life, or you sit there and you participate with them every day or whatever, that they're going to go the way that you want them to go. That's why so many of them is painting their hair blue or going the other way and having these feelings. I believe this boy sat there and he heard this man speak, and he made up his own mind. I don't think can't nobody come over there and wave a magic wand over him.
Please.
He made up his own mind that, and he said to himself, "Listen, this is just too much for me."
You really believe
that? Because you know your child is your son. You can't think that he's going to be a carbon copy of you.
But what do you say? What's your point in saying that though? What are you trying to imply?
My point is that you guys are so focused. Like Charlie Kirk was so focused on the black community, on the LGBT community, on everybody else community, and you're missing the point. You got to focus on your own children, because whether I don't care what they proclaim, whether they left, they right, or they had blue hair, or they was transsexual, whatever, they all turn out to be white dudes from conservative families.
What are you? Did you really just say that? Did you really just say that?
It's true.
So
could you please tell me where I'm wrong? Tell me where I'm wrong, Phil. They turn out to be a lot of them, not all of them, but a lot of them turn out to be white.
This ain't a skin color. Oh, listen, Kareem, that's awful, man. This is not a skin color thing. This is a violent leftist ideology thing. This is a violent leftist ideology. This is not a skin color. Brother, I mean, like how many rioters in the BLM riots were white burning down city streets? Do you want to talk skin color? We can do it, but it's not worth it.
No, I'm not talking about the BLM riots.
You are so out there right now. Listen, there are times when you and I have these great conversations, and I really respect it. And other times you come on and you say the most asinine things I've ever heard. So you just said that's
because
a white guy thing.
Finish what I'm saying.
All right, finish it. What you got?
You got to focus on your own children, and a lot of this stuff will be prevented.
Well, then, so should we talk about black-on-black crime?
Child is gay.
Hang on. Should we talk about black-on-black crime? Because it's pretty prolific in the inner cities, and you know it is.
It is. Now, should we talk about white-on-white crime? See, that's what I'm talking about.
I'm for that. Let's talk about it.
You act as if crime doesn't exist in a white community, and these kids feel it. You act like these things are not happening in the white community, and they like, what are you talking about?
But here's the thing. Here's the thing, Kareem. You came on here and you want to talk about the killing of Charlie Kirk and you want to say we need to consider skin color. Who's considering skin color? He was murdered by a guy who was shacking up with a transgender and hated him because he was a conservative.
Focus on your children.
It's not a children thing. It's a leftist violent ideology that is sitting in the dark recesses of the internet, stewing itself up, and then coming out here and literally saying, hey, we're going to kill the guy who's a conservative. And that's the idea that you would come in here and make this skin color is just asinine, Kareem.
Listen, why do you think I listen to conservative talk radio?
I think because you know deep down inside it's good for you.
No, I listen to conservative talk radio because, I don't want to be stuck in an echo chamber where everybody agrees with me.
Well, I appreciate that.
And then number two, it is therapeutic because I can scream at the radio all day while I'm driving, especially long drives. But then I'm trying to understand where you're coming from. So if this, please hear me out. I speak to a lot of young white kids who hate their parents. Because their parents is conservative or their parents have certain views about race and other people. But when they get out here in this world, they don't see that. They don't feel that. But when they go home, they feel that. They get ostracized in their family because of that. And a lot of them can't take it, and they be the ones that act out.
Okay.
But nobody's going to sit there and worry about them because they're white kids, and I guess there's no crime in the white community. There's no white-on-white crime.
Here's the thing.
There's none of that because y'all never talk about it.
Here's the thing. You had me at take care of your kids until you brought skin color in it. Because I'll be honest with you.
But y'all never talk about it, man. You never talk about white-on-white crime.
Because crime is crime.
Community. Right now, crime. What the black community is going through right now is worse than crack cocaine did to black people. What they're going through right now. But none of y'all will acknowledge that because everybody is trying to sit high and sit ditty. And I'm trying to tell you, your kids are affected. They can see and make up their minds for themselves. Nobody has to tell them. What's going on around them, they can see it.
And I will tell you this. Charlie Kirk stood for the idea of family. That was part of his mantra, was to raise a godly family. And he was, in my opinion, he was probably one of the role models for young families. Just to watch his life and to hear his wife talk about him in the aftermath, he absolutely was. And so I think your point was going pretty well there when you talked about taking care of your kids.
But then you went to
Kareem, I'm out of time, brother. I am absolutely out of time. I ran long. But the truth of the matter is, you can't make it a skin color thing. Stick with raising your family. Stick with crime. Don't try to make it a skin color thing every single time. And that would be great. Because when you race bait the whole thing, it ruins the entire argument. All you do is just ruin your argument. And I got to go to a break. And I love you in spite of yourself. How about that? All right, listen. That's another round with Kareem. And I enjoy that. Kareem, call back anytime you want to, brother. Because I'm going to be honest with you. There's a cure for this. There is. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.